1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From the Midwest into the Northeast, the hot weather is on the move. ABC's Ginger Z, our chief meteorologist, has more on the sweltering temperatures out there for millions.
The National Weather Service puts this out. It's focused on Chicago to Toledo today, Cedar Rapids too. Then it starts to move east tomorrow, Detroit, over to Pittsburgh, and eventually into New England. And that's where we're going to see some of those numbers, hottest in a decade. And that was the last time Portland, Maine did this. It was July. So this is early, and it's lasting a long time.
The hot weather contributing to wildfires in the West. President Biden is set to announce a couple of executive actions at the border, one of them making work visas easier for DACA recipients to get, another making it easier for the undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens to apply for permanent residency status. The Boston Celtics have won their 18th NBA championship. They did it in Game 5 against the Dallas Mavericks. The 18 wins breaks the tie the Celtics had with the L.A. Lakers at 17 titles each. This is ABC News. The search is on in Houston for a killer. ABC's Jim Ryan has the latest after the body of a girl was found in a creek.
The 12-year-old girl, whose name has not been released, slipped out of her family's apartment on Sunday, says Houston Police Lieutenant Stephen Hope.
We have reason to believe that the family did not know that she was leaving the house.
Hours later, a caller to 911 reported finding the girl's body in a creek not far from the apartment. The assumption is that she was murdered, and Mayor John Whitmire says,
it makes me angry that we have dangerous criminals on the streets of Houston.
Police are reviewing security video from the neighborhood in hopes of retracing the girl's steps. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Just over a year after launching it, Apple now says it will close down its Buy Now, Pay Later service. Apple says it's partnering with other companies to offer similar programs through Apple Pay this fall. And imports of avocados from Western Mexico on hold. Officials will only say that safety inspections are being halted after an undisclosed incident. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to Bosquel. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Come join Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy Milwaukee Tool Day sale, spend $250 or more, and you will be entered to win exciting prizes like grill bundles, tools, and a Gerber toilet. Plus, the Richland Center High School Class of 2025 will be serving up delicious hot dogs. Don't miss out on the fun and great deals. Join them this Friday at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. See you there.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a good start to the day. The past 7 days, about an inch of rain has fallen in our area. Some places, maybe you, picking up a little bit more, and we will see more rounds of showers and thunderstorms over the next several days. Here's what's going on. In the upper atmosphere, the jet stream, the current of fast-moving air, there is a long-wave trough that is positioned over the western United States and a ridge over the eastern U.S., and this pattern is not really shifting very much. Along the jet stream, low-pressure systems, upper-level short waves of energy, frontal boundaries, that's where they move along and develop, and Wisconsin is right in the pathway. In addition, we have the doors open, if you will, to moisture from the south, from the Gulf of Mexico. So any showers and thunderstorms that develop, they can be heavy rain producers. As far as today during the day, mostly sunny. It's going to be a hot one today. Expect a high temperature near 92 degrees, with the humidity feeling more like the mid-90s this afternoon. A south wind, thankfully a bit refreshing, between 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, the sky becomes cloudy and rain and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the late evening and the overnight, maybe a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch across our area with isolated higher amounts, a low temperature near 68. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, still humid with showers and isolated thunderstorms with another tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch possible and isolated higher amounts, a high near 76. Wednesday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms really scattered about our region, a low near 64. Thursday, a 40% chance of showers and storms, a high near 80. And Friday and Saturday, 60 to 80% chance of rain really, with 2 to even 3 rounds of showers and storms. High temperatures both days in the mid to upper 80s and lows in the 60s. It's not until late this weekend when we see rain chances wane and the humidity drop off. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
76 with partly cloudy conditions. Currently, yesterday's high was 87. We did pick up 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The morning low today has been 75. Record high, 94, set in 1994. Record low, 42 in 1940. For last year, the high was 83 and the low, 56. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Also, sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Right now we have an east wind at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.86, which is steady, and there has been no precipitation today. After, again, 14 one-hundredths yesterday at the studios, we have partly cloudy skies, and it's 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and also by the WRCO Sports Boosters. More all conference news this week, details on a Brewer loss in California as well in just a moment.
Napa Know How!
Hey, this is John. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has proudly served our community, and we want to say thank you for being part of our journey. This month, we're celebrating with unbeatable specials. Get Shell Rotella T4 motor oil for just $17.20 a gallon, and Mobil Delvac 1300 diesel oil for only $17.99. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and take advantage of these incredible deals. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, thank you for 20 fantastic years in Richland Center. Napa Know How.
The Ridge and Valley All-Conference baseball selections have been named. First team All-Conference from DeSoto, senior Landon Pedretti and sophomore Finn Roble. From Ithaca, senior Micah Salisbury and senior Logan Anderson, along with junior Sammy Clary. Senior Aaron Kamlick of Lafarge, Seneca sophomore Gage Wall, junior Dawson Davidson, and senior Jake Payne. From Wazika Steuben, sophomore Cooper Lummis, and senior Cohen Redman, and from Weston, sophomore Isaac Jennings, and juniors Garrett Jennings and Garrett Granger. First team all-conference selections. Ithaca was the conference champion, going undefeated 13-0 during the regular season. Seneca was second at 11-3. DeSoto 9-4. Weston was 9-5. Wazika Steuben 6-7. Lafarge 3-10. It was Kickapoo going 1-11, and North Crawford 0-12. Second team all-conference selections include sophomore Bryce Schultz of DeSoto, junior Mac Neef of Ithaca, Kickapoo junior Evan Wallace. From Lafarge, senior Hayden Fowle and junior Jordan Franks, Seneca sophomore Caden Roberts, and Wazika Steuben junior Brett Wagner. The honorable mention players, sophomore Lane Gelf of DeSoto, Ithaca junior Wes Nelson, Lafarge junior Zach Hansen, sophomore Hunter Hagensick of Seneca, Jonah Klima of Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Weston sophomore Trevor Westfall. The sportsmanship team for the Ridge and Valley baseball year included DeSoto junior Peyton Krager, Ithaca senior Darren Nelson and senior Jackson Lewis, Kickapoo junior Ben Culver, Lafarge senior Gavin Lee, and Kyle Degner, Seneca junior Jack Gallagher, Alex Manning of Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Weston senior Logan Bingham. The 2024 Pitcher of the Year, Ithaca junior Sammy Clary, and the 2024 Player of the Year in the conference, Ithaca senior Micah Salisbury. Ithaca coach Danny Clary was recognized as the Ridge and Valley Coach of the Year. Church League softball on the way tonight at the East Diamond, starting at 7 o'clock. Bethel Lutheran will play St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. Boscobel Assembly of God faces Richland Baptist Temple 1 at 8:15. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Church of the Nazarene plays Free Methodist. The Mission will umpire. At 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus The Mission, with Church of the Nazarene umpiring. Church League softball's website is rcchurchleague.com if you would like to check out any other information in terms of standings or the schedule. Last night in American Legion baseball, Viroqua Legion 18U was a winner over Gaze Mills 7-1. And the Simon Shark swim team started off their 2024 season with a win at Mineral Point versus the host Water Dogs and the visiting Prairie du Chien Water Hawks. The Sharks were led by veteran swimmers Clancy Hying, Malachi Fretz, and Leah Chambers, who all earned three individual first-place finishes. Other swimmers who earned individual blue ribbons were Claire Hying, Morgan Worthington, Chloe Hying, Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, Rachel Waterfall, James Waterfall, and Lucian Hamlin. Swimmers who made their debut with the Sharks on Monday night were Bennett Heisel, Emmerich Coleman, Zaylee Coleman, Aspen Rico, Audrey Waterfall, and Cameron Keene. The Sharks are back into action Wednesday night at 5. The meet will be at Simon's Recreation Complex. There was no late-game magic in a 5-3 loss to the Angels Monday night. The Brewers lead Major League Baseball with 22 come-from-behind wins, but that wasn't in the cards this time. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez took the loss after giving up all 5 runs in less than 5 innings. Milwaukee got home runs from Jake Bowers and Bryce Tarang, but overall, according to manager Pat Murphy, they didn't play all that well.
We didn't play a complete ballgame, you know, in any side of the ball, defense, pitching. Offense, we had, you know, opportunities again and didn't come through. So, yeah, that's disappointing, you know, but credit to the Angels. They did a nice job. Pitcher, you know, he battled, did some great things.
Murphy went on to say things could have gone differently.
A couple points in the game there you can look to. You got to be able to either plate runs or not, you know, make plays or whatever it was. The inning we gave up, we gave him 5 outs in the inning and can't do that. And then, you know, they capitalized. They made contact with a man on third, sack fly. Proved to be devastating there that inning. And then we had second and third, nobody out, and couldn't advance the run. We had punch, punch, punch. So you can credit the pitcher for making quality pitches that split. But, we got to be able to do that if we're going to win.
The Brewers play again tonight in interleague action. It's an 8:38 start time, just after 8 for the pregame on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Atlanta was a winner over Detroit 2-1, and the Mets 14-2 over Texas. In the National League, Pittsburgh 4, Cincinnati 1, Philadelphia 9-2 over San Diego. St. Louis beat Miami 7-6, San Francisco 7-6 over the Cubs, and the Dodgers beat Colorado 9-5. In the American League, Boston 7, Toronto 3. From the NBA action from last night, Jason Tatum had 31 points, 11 assists, and 8 rebounds as the Celtics topped the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 to claim the franchise's 18th championship, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Lakers for the most in league history. Boston earned its latest title on the 16th anniversary of hoisting its last Larry O'Brien trophy in 2008. It marks the 13th championship won this century by one of the city's big four professional sports franchises. Jaylen Brown added 21, and Drew Holiday finished with 15 points and 11 rebounds. Elsewhere in sports, starting July 22nd, a total of 16 practices during Packers training camp will be open to the public. All of those practices will be held at Ray Nitschke Field, except for family night on August 3rd. The preseason schedule kicks off the afternoon of August 10th at Cleveland against the Browns. Team officials say the traditional bicycle ride will follow, with players joining the kids riding from the Lambeau Field locker room on the stadium's east side to the practice field. The Packers anticipate that about 80,000 fans will show up, which means more than $9 million to the regional economy. The Wisconsin volleyball program has earned commitments from 2 Illinois stars. Saturday was the first day coaches like Kelly Sheffield could contact recruits for 2026. 6'2" Kimora Scott is a middle hitter, right side hitter from Homewood Flossmoor High School. About an hour and a half following her announced commitment, 6'5" middle blocker Linny Tarno signed on. Tarno comes from Bennett Academy in Lyle, Illinois. Both schools are in the Chicago area. That's an update on sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
The final high school event of the 2023-24 season is set for this weekend as spring sports wrap up. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
There are only a few days left of the 2023-24 high school sports season, as another year is almost in the books. Before we officially put things to bed, there are still a few more trophies to hand out. The championships are set for baseball, with state title games held Thursday. We aren't able to record in time to know the winners, but you can head over to wisports.net for the full results from each of Thursday's four baseball state championship games. The very last official high school sports event of this year takes place this weekend, with the 41st WIAA Girls Soccer Championships at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. In Division 1, Muskego is going for a third consecutive title, though the Warriors are the number 2 seed behind top-seeded Wanakee. It could once again be a battle between Oregon and Whitefish Bay in Division 2. Oregon beat the Blue Dukes in last season's title game after Whitefish Bay got the upper hand in the 2022 contest. Plymouth was the champion in Division 3 last year, and the Panthers are back as the top seed in this year's tournament, though second-seeded McFarland has just one loss on the year. Keele has just one loss and was the champion of Division 4 a year ago, but the Raiders are the second seed in 2024 behind unbeaten Cedar Grove, Belgium. Semifinals are Thursday and Friday with championships on Saturday. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will feature a quality herd of 14 head of parlor and freestall cows from a discontinuing milking herd. Cows run daily with an Angus bull, feet and legs in good condition, plus a great run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday starting at 11:30.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Skin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to see.
country, and I like it that way.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way.
Tracy Byrd on WRCO on this 18th of June. It's a Be Nice to Deb Dickey Day. She has a birthday today and wishes from Brooklyn, Amelia, and Evie, and Autumn, and also Kyle, Heather, Derek, Bree, Mom, and Dawn. Have a great day today to Deb. 76 degrees at WRCO. We trust you're having an awesome day and staying cool. It's going to be a little toasty today for the second day in a row. Even warmer than yesterday, so take care and get plenty of fluids. That's one of the things during the day that, you know, any day, whether whatever, 365 days a year, we should drink more water, and I'll try to, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, wait a minute, when's the last time I poured me a glass of water? I don't know. So a little bit more today, be a little bit more focused on that for sure, and then cooler temperatures through the rest of the week with some rain chances coming in there as well. Overall, a pretty good weekend for outdoor events this past weekend with the rodeo and whatnot, and our outdoor wedding that went swimmingly, luckily. And it was overcast, too, which made for some good picture taking, too. 76 right now at WRCO. This is Aaron Goodman.
I'd rather find a bar stool and watch you kick it out on the floor. But the way them jeans are hugging on your hips, it's really got me going, I'll admit. My toes are tapping, now my hands are clapping. Girl, you're about to make me a fool. 'Cause I'm scooting, we're booting, and Jägermeister shooting. And done, go see honky talking, song and tripping and scuffing. It's a good thing I be buzzing, otherwise, these two left feet wouldn't be right where they belong. With my hand in your back pocket, yeah, type of boy, and knock it dead. I die and go to heaven in a country bar. Do
must come here all the time. Now he's turning left, I'm turning right. Oh no, baby, here we go. Yeah, I'm scooting, we're booting, and Jägermeister's shooting. Do the best damn rooks and done. Go see honky tonk and song and tripping and scuffing. It's a good thing. I'll do whatever it is you want me to. Just look at me move. Yeah, I'm scooting, we're booting, and Jägermeister's shooting. To the best damn rooks and done. Go see honky tonk and song and tripping and scuffing. It's a good thing I be buzzing. Otherwise these two left feet wouldn't be right where they belong. With my hand in your back pocket, yeah, try to boy, you knock it. Did I die and go to heaven in a country
That's Blackhawk on WRCO Radio in your own little corner. Well, coming up, our trivia question of the day. So get ready for that. We'll give you the opportunity to win, if you can guess correctly today. And our trivia sponsor is ET Food. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes. Inspectors were scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing Highway 130, 133 South Bridge in Lone Rock Thursday. That inspection was moved up to today. So Wisconsin DOT traffic crossing the bridge will be flagged a single lane most of the day, starting at 8 o'clock. So that's underway today. So be prepared to stop there for one-lane traffic on the current one, the Lone Rock Bridge. And an American Red Cross blood drive is going on today. That'll happen between 11:30 and 5:30 at St. John's Catholic Church Gym in Muscadet. Appointments are preferred. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. And by the way, child care is available.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agri Builders, ready to go to work for you.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere, they are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Come join Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric for Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy Milwaukee Tool Day Sale, spend $250 or more, and you will be entered to win exciting prizes like grill bundles, tools, and a Gerber toilet. Plus, the Richland Center High School Class of 2025 will be serving up delicious hot dogs. Don't miss out on the fun and great deals. Join them this Friday at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. See you there.
Famous movies released on June 18th through the year. Luca, released in 2021. Toy Story 3, which was released in 2010. That was a good one. Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story, released in 2004. Can it be? That's 20 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, because I remember when that was released and they were doing some special things on ESPN and kind of promoting that and doing interviews with the actors. The Terminal also came out this day in 2004. That was the Tom Hanks movie about the man who spent a lot of time in the Terminal, actually lived there for a while. Let's see. American Psycho 2 in 2002 and Extraction 2 released a year ago in 2023. Coming up, the trivia question of the morning. This is David James.
Ain't been around these downtown bars, been hiding out with a broken heart, out of sight, out of mind. Had you gone till you showed up hanging off his arm? You could have picked any old spot, any old day of the week. So I'm filling him up to the top. The senior's killing me. Yeah, I was sitting here drinking on a Friday night. I was just getting started on some cold Bud Light. Why'd you have to walk in laughing and while you wreck my weekend? Ain't none of my business, so I hate to admit it, but it's driving me crazy the way he's calling you, baby. Out of sight, out of mind, had you gone.
Chance to a Georgia boy and
with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Cole Swindell on WRC Radio, his latest release. It is 8:45, and here is the trivia question of the day, which can net you a great prize from E.T. Foods. It's a musical trivia question today. Which two songs did Dolly Parton write on the same night? Is it A, 9 to 5, and Here You Come Again? Or could it be B, Jolene, and I Will Always Love You? Could it be C, Joshua and Coat of Many Colors, or D, Old Flames Can't Hold a Candle and Hard Candy Christmas? All classics, stone cold classics. Which two did Dolly Parton write on the same night? 608-647-4155.
There goes my heart.
On WRCO, congrats to Donnie Collins, the winner of our great prize from E.T. Foods. Which two songs did Dolly Parton write on the same night? Well, it must have been a banner night. She made a lot of money off just a few hours of writing. She wrote Jolene and I Will Always Love You on the same night. And the rest is history. Way to go, Donnie. He's our latest winner from E.T. Foods.
Mm-hmm.
spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Parton on WRCO Radio, one of the songs she wrote, and Bo had mentioned trivia yesterday, the release day for I Will Always Love You, which actually came out 1973 at yesterday's date, and then was re-released again. I think it may have been based on one of her movies in the 80s, and then, of course, the big Whitney Houston version from the movie Bodyguard in the early 1990s. Trivia today sponsored by E.T. Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from E.T. Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy 9 and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee. Limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays. And 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase. So quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from 5 shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Trails Time coming up from WRCO. This is Winona Judd.